Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card. David Festa gets the ball in game two of this series down in Tampa. Festa, one of three rookies in the rotation the Twins are heavily relying on right now. How these young arms are doing, being dropped into the chase for the postseason? Well, that's today's Select Heartland Chevy storyline. Pitching depth was a concern entering this season for the Twins, and after Louis Varlin struggled out of the gates and then eventual injuries to Chris Paddock and Joe Ryan, well, the Twins turned to Simeon Woods Richardson and now David Festa and Zebby Matthews. Catcher Ryan Jeffers sums up the situation best.
We'd love to have a staff full of guys that have pitched in the playoffs and have tons of experience, but the cards that we're dealt right now is we've got three really young but really talented guys in our rotation that we need to pitch really well for us.
And they have been doing that. And Jeffers points out that they have also excelled at fitting into this major league scene.
Yeah, I think they're adapting to the big league life really well. It's a learning curve more than anything for a lot of the young guys, whether it's offense, whether it's defense, whether it's hitting, whatever the young guys doing when they come up. You know, it's an adjustment to play this game. So I think seeing them adapt as well as and quickly as they are is really good to see.
Yeah, and Pablo Lopez has been more than pleased with his unexpected rotation mates.
It's really cool to see. It's really cool to see many layers, like not one from the organizational level, you know, like the kind of talent that we've been able to develop with our pitching philosophy. They show up and they're ready to compete and contribute. And one of the coolest things is also when you see that they're not trying to be someone they're not, you know. They know what got them to this point and they're sticking to that. Now, obviously, there's always something you can get better at, something you can improve, and you see them day in, day out. They're always asking questions. They're working on something in their bullpens and then hoping to take it into the next game. And it's really cool to see when something that they worked on helps them in the next game.
Yeah, Pablo mentioned the young arms are always asking questions and picking the brains of the other pitchers. What are some of the topics they cover?
I mean, we're 3 hours watching the game. There's time to talk about everything. We've talked about preparation, routines, off-season training, strengths. Like, you want to make sure that, yeah, you want to make sure you're working on your weaknesses, but you have to work even harder on your strengths because that's your identity. That's who you are. That's how you get people out the most. And I just mentioned a couple sequencing things here and there, and I get to watch his bullpens, and I just ask, like, hey, what was your intent behind every pitch? Were you aware that every pitch was being purposeful? You were convicted, and yeah, we have a lot of time to talk about a lot of things.
And besides fellow pitchers, the young guys are also asking and receiving advice from others. Here is the knowledge catcher Christian Vasquez has passed on.
Yeah, I told them, like, I got you, you know, like I'm going to be there for you all game. And I see that they have less stress in the game and you know, and have fun more. And that's why I'm here, you know, to take care of everybody.
Simeon Woods Richardson, well, he's the old vet of the three rookies in the rotation. He knows what stands out to him about Festa and Matthews.
They want to win. I mean, we all want to do the same thing. We all want to win, and what they're doing at a high level with the best in the world is pretty impressive to do it. Anybody do it, you know. So, props off to them. They're stepping up to the table and wanting to win, wanting to compete, giving our team the best chance to win every single time. So, that's all we could ask for. That's all we could do. That's all I'm trying to do. So, yeah.
Yeah, Sims stresses their drive to win, a trait which may seem like a gimme, but as pitching coach Pete Mackey points out, that may not be a driving force for a pitcher on his road to the show, but it needs to become one once they hit the majors.
I suppose the biggest difference is, like, the goal every night is to win the game, so that places, like, the utmost importance on, like, what pitches we're throwing and where we're throwing them. Whereas, you know, a younger guy in the minor leagues might be working on specifically slider shape. And if he's hitting on slider shape for a month, like, that's the big win. And not that they don't want to try to win in the minor league system, but, like, the goal there is to produce major league players. And sometimes that requires less of an emphasis on certain game pieces and more and places more of an emphasis on like stuff and velo and strike throwing, right? Like strike throwing is an issue that holds a lot of guys back.
Yeah, well, the three guys have had no problem flipping the switch and chasing the W, or at least putting the Twins in the best possible position to get a victory when they have been on the mound. They've really stepped up, put the Twins in the position to get the win. Twins are 21-16 in the games started by the three rookies, including 4-5 in games Festa has pitched, and he gets his ninth start of the season here coming up this evening. Twins will need the three guys to continue to make key contributions down the stretch if they're going to reel in a trip to the postseason. That is our Twins storyline presented by Select Heartland Chevy Dealers. Log on to ChevyDealOnline.com to find a dealer near you. Game 2 of this 4-game series at the Trop is around the bend here in your home for Twins baseball.